India.
Dash.
Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Hi friends, this is Mini back again to help you connect one-on-one with one of your favorite stars. Be it a stuttering Varun or the cool Yudi, he has done it with perfection. He is not just an attractive face, but oodles of talent which will surely take him very high one day. One of the best loved actors of this new generation Indian TV, we have with us today the heartthrob of many across the globe, Kunal Kapoor. So welcome Kunal to our show.
Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction, Mini. Thank you so much.
Alright, let me start with a message for you. This is again from a Mini, but it's not me, it's someone else. But I think I might just reflect what she's saying. Bear with me, let me read it out.
Okay.
You're one of the rare actors whose acting has influenced me. I mean, you are very sensitive and funny, but towards the end when you tried to commit suicide, I nearly had my heart out of my chest. Then I realized the side effects of ragging. Even though I'm in school, even here we do have small making fun of cases. After that UD incident, it has stopped in my school. Thanks to your wonderful act.
Thank you so much, Mini. I think that's one of the sweetest things anyone has ever told me. I am assuming that there was a question. Was there a question? It was just a message, right?
It was a message, just a message as of now.
Right.
So that
was really beautiful.
Yeah. So tell me something. How does it feel like to interacting on a first-hand basis with your fans at India Forums?
I'm nervous. I'm seriously nervous because, frankly, I haven't spoken to anyone, you know, with expert people, because I have a lot of critics at my place, my girlfriends, my friends, and, you know, people from the show. I have always heard criticism, but someone appreciating in such a beautiful manner, it feels great, and at the same time...
Now tell me something. When and where did you first learn about India Forums and that you have fans on it?
That I have to credit to the Wayne Me, because when I was doing Remix, I did a Google search on Kunal Kapoor plus Varun. So that's how I that's the vanity in me. So that's how I got to know about India Forums. Also, Karan Vahi was a regular surfer. And he was the main bug of the set that hooked us on to India Forums.
Okay, great. So that's great learning about it. Now, I have another message for you. A male 1601. Now, this person has a beautiful message for you. Let me read. I don't know about you as a person in real life, but I think your on-screen characters are very inspirational. You have given strength to those people who are teased or bullied just because they are different. You have become their voice. Keep up the good work.
Whoa. All right, then. I'm really floored, man. I mean, this is so sweet. I'm really floored.
Okay. Tell us something. All right. Let me move on to the next question. Tell me something about yourself. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Bombay. Mostly, I think I grew up in my dreams. Because I think I missed a major part of my childhood as in a regular childhood. I have grown up as a loner. For company, I took home a dog from the streets. And thankfully, he's still bearing me. That's Ollie, okay? That's Ollie, my dog, my pet dog. And quite literally, I've grown up in Bombay.
So are you still a loner?
Pretty much. You know, except for my girlfriend and a few friends, I am a loner.
Okay, so do you see any similarity? Did you go to college, by the way, or did you just jump into acting?
Oh, yes, of course I did.
Okay, alright.
I went to SIS College in Matunga, that's fine actually, in Bombay. And I am a third year college dropout. I was majoring in English literature and I dropped out, again, thanks to my dog, because, okay, this is really stupid, but at that time it was quite a great situation. Mm-hmm. I had borrowed a book about Sadat Hasan Ali Manto,
Okay.
And my dog tore it up. And the book belonged to the dean of English literature. And after that, I never went back to college.
Oh my God. What reason?
Of course, there were other reasons as well. I was, I would say I was in a financial crisis at that point of time. So I joined a call center. And the next 1.5 years, I was in a call center. And then finally, life stagnated a lot for me to bear. And that's how I stumbled upon Remix.
Actually, I have so many messages that even I'm nervous that I might not be able to read many of them. Alright, let me read this out. LRL underscore Devani says, I am Anvesha from Kolkata. I'm a fan of LRL and dearly admire your acting in LRL. I think you rock the television sets through your acting in Left, Right, Left. Your performance is mind-blowing. You are a breathtaking actor and I think you have done full justice with your character.
Okay. Hi Anvesha, I believe I know you from because I've interacted with you via email, and again, that's a beautiful message, and I mean, there are no words to describe how floored I am right now, how overwhelmed I am by all these messages that Minnie has read out.
So sweet. Okay, now, I have a question for you. Fair is Love is saying, hi Kunal, Cadet Z reporting here. And she says, you are one of the few actors in TV who makes a smile. And as we all know, it's very easy to make people cry, but it's difficult to make them laugh. So what is the secret behind your comedy talent? And I'll add to it, were you aware that you have a flair for comedy before Yudhi happened?
Okay, not at all. In fact, even now when I crack jokes, nobody laughs. And then I have to explain my jokes to make people laugh. So that's the dilemma I am in. And as far as making people cry or laugh, I think if you can make a person, an individual, feel, you know, as per se, feel, whether it's sadness or happiness, I think that's you're not bad. I mean, if you can do that, you're not bad. I wouldn't say you're great, but then that's not bad. You know, I think more important than making a person laugh or cry, I think it's more important to make the person feel what you're trying to emote.
That's beautifully put. I think that's in a nutshell of what an actor should be. I have another long message. Please bear with me, but I have to read this out. Alright.
I am loving this. Are you mad? I'm loving this.
Okay, alright. The only thing is, I hope the others love it too, because it's me all blabbering all the time. They are not hearing you. But
okay.
let me read that out. Navy 1985 says, she actually says that I am writing this message anyway. Even if it's not read, I hope he gets it if he visits the forum. But I'll read out. Hi Kunal, it's a pleasure being able to send this message to you via India forums. Your acting in Left, Right, Left has blown us away. You have made us sad with your character's exit at the end of the season 1. You left us anticipating your character's return, but above all, you've left us speechless and breathless with your character's attempted suicide. Your expressions in that scene hit all the right chords in our heart and made them stop beating for a moment. Congratulations on really stealing the show there and leaving us wanting to see more of your amazing performances. I hope you know that your fan base is international and you have fans from across the world who love and adore you and display this love and adoration through India forums. You have always come across as a sweet as a character you play. Please stay that way forever, as that is the way we love you. Tasha from Canada.
Thank you so much, Tasha. Thank you so much. I'm glad to know that someone across 7 oceans has sent me such a sweet message. I'm speechless, but seriously, I am so speechless right now.
Okay.
And about that scene, about the suicide attempt scene, I think, well, I would say, I think till now that was I think I put all my effort in. If I put in all my effort in one scene, it has to be that. Because that particular scene was quite personal as well, because I have known someone very close to me commit that act. I was nervous again because it was my first major scene with Rajiv, who it's a pleasure to do any scene with him. And I was really nervous because it was on a one-to-one basis with him, and also because of the gravity of the situation. And Rajiv was really, really, really sweet because he had to leave early that day. Okay, yeah, he was supposed to leave at 4. We started the scene at around 3:30, and he was supposed to leave at 4. But only for that scene, only for me, because I actually requested him to stay back, because I wouldn't have done it on my own. I really, really needed him to put foot through. Otherwise, you know, we cheat shoot some scenes, because half the time when we're saying lines, the other actor is not there. Right, so he was really sweet. He stayed back till 9. Okay, it took us 6 hours to do that entire scene. And I think I've cried 12 times, 6 times I tried crying on my own. The other 6 times I think I emptied half a bottle of glycerine. And and I think I think I've got the most sweetest compliment, kind of compliment for that scene, because after the scene was done, an assistant director came up to me and told me that there was a junior artist who was actually crying after that scene was done. So that really, really touched me. And I was, and especially when I was so nervous, because I didn't know whether I would be able to perform or not, because first, again, it was Rajiv, and I have pestered him so much in that entire scene. I, you know, after every shot, I used to go up to him and I'm like, Tika, you know, and he's like, he would really encourage me, and after some time, he would just close his eyes and he would just give me a thumbs up, and, you know, like, Tika. Like, okay.
You know what? You actually already answered the question. This was one of the most popular questions that we had, that how was it working with Rajiv in that particular scene especially, but you have already answered it. So that was such a beautiful, you know, insight from your side. So thank you for telling us that, sharing with us.
You know, the best thing about the scene was the script was 80% of the script was different. In fact, half of the things that we have said or done, that wasn't written. That was, a great help from a director, great help from Rajiv, and I tried as much as I could, but, you know, the main input in that scene was the director and Rajiv. I owe it all to Rajiv.
Yeah, so he improvised a lot.
And the director.
That's so sweet. I'm sure the all the members, the Rajivians, will go over the moon hearing that.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now I have a very interesting question from Ranjita. Yudhi was ready to build up a relationship with his teacher, and Rajveer is in love with his student. We Elarians were hurt when we saw you disappointed and cry for Rajveer because his love is still one-sided. So these relationships have touched us, but do you personally support a teacher-student relationship?
Hi, Ranjita. I think more than a teacher-student, again, I would go on a very basic level and say I support a human-to-human relationship, be it anyone. I support that. I mean, if you love someone and if the other person loves you, I don't think anything else can come in between.
I have a question, which is of a personal nature. You're free to refuse to answer that, but if you answer, it would be great. Palak LRL Remix wants to know. My question is that: are you really in love with Maria Priya of Remix, or is just a rumor? Okay, all right. That's so sweet. Okay, so tell us a little about her, because many feel she's very, very lucky to have you in her life. So tell us really.
I think I am really, really lucky to have her, because I haven't seen or I haven't come across any person who can bear me for that long. You know, personally, I am very moody at times. You know, personally. And I have these terrible mood swings, and I'm very lazy, and also, you know, she can bear all those things about me. She has accepted me the way I am, so I think I am grateful to her for that. and quite a lot like me, she is adventurous as well. I have these spurts of I have these spurts in the middle of the night. I want to take my bike and I want to head off out of the city, because sometimes it just gets too much to be in the city and all the in this hustle bustle, that I really want to get out, and she's always ready. I think that's really great. In fact, right now, when we went for a mammoth trip that we undertook on the bike, we went to Chiplun, North Goa, South Goa, back to Kolhapur, and then to Mahabaleshwar, and getting lost somewhere in Karnataka, and then coming back to Pune and Lonavala and back to Bombay. She carried a load of 20 kilos while we were going to Goa. Right, and you know, that way I really, really admire her, and I look up to her. And of course I look up to her because she's taller than me, so.
Okay, that is a good one. So, who proposed?
I think we never proposed each other.
So it was something like Atikya Khandala sort?
No. We were very good friends right from the beginning of Remix. I was in a messed up relationship. You know, things didn't go very well with me with my ex-girlfriend. And this was after the first year of Remix. This was by the end of season one. And here was this girl who listened to me. There was this girl who supported me. You know, it was almost like a rebound, but then that rebound, I think, has lasted quite a long while to actually develop into a very strong relationship. We have been through quite a lot. We have, you know, it's so many ups and downs as in any other relationship, but we have still stuck together, and I hope we do. So that's something that really, really, really attracts me. Plus, she has this great wit. She can shut me up in any conversation. That's something that, you know, that's something that really attracts
me. We really hope you guys all the best, honestly. So, all right, now Sketching You wants to know, who was your first crush?
That was second standard.
Okay. Teacher?
So the second standard in school, I just called up, I wouldn't name the girl, but there was this monitor, you know, the prefect kind of thing in school. And there was this girl, and what I did is I called her up from my home phone. My mom was in the same room, so I sneaked out. I took the phone and I called up that girl, that lady right now, and I said, "Kal ka homework hai, you know, there was a homework for tomorrow." And I just said, "I love you," and I hung up. So that was the stupidest thing that I've done, but that's how it was.
So sweet. All right. Now, let me read you a message. Tere Bin says, "I love your work. I love stuttering Varun in Remix. And now the cool nerd, UD.
Okay.
You are so amazing with expressions that I just keep wishing that I see you doing them in real life. Oh, by the way, I hope you had a wonderful Goa trip."
Oh, yes, I did. Okay.
Okay.
What's the name of the person?
Tere Bin.
Okay. Hi, Tere Bin. Thank you so much. Well, the expressions are something that, you know, that they're a mix of wonder, disgust, and frustration coming out of me. That's due to my maybe for personal reasons, or maybe because it was a really bad script that we improvised on.
You are funny. Alright. Okay, let me quickly read.
Okay, I'm glad you think.
No, I do think you are funny. So, LRL Rocks. This is a short poem that she has written for you. "Sweet is your memory, sweet is your name, sweet is your heart, in which you always remain. You're so sweet, Kunal."
Oh, so sweet.
Yes, isn't it? Alright. She also has a question for you. "What's your best compliment till now given to you in your life?" Wow.
Well, considering the fact that I don't get many, and I have a very short memory, I have a very bad memory, I think it would be for the suicide scene, for what the assistant director told me, that the girl was crying. I think that I would take that as a compliment, because that really, really, really touched me.
Aditi Silawat says, "It's me, Aditi. I like your acting in Remix. And so in LRL, you totally rock with your acting and your voice, man. I love that narrating part of yours in Mohalla Mohabbat Wala.
No, okay, thank you so much for that. That's again a really, really lovely compliment for the voice thing, because for that voice thing, for that Mohalla Mohabbat Wala, again, I dubbed for like 6 hours. Also, there's something really interesting that I found about dubbing while I was doing remix, because since I was a stammering, stuttering guy, I had to dub all those scenes as well where I stammer and stutter, you know, where the audio wasn't really nice. So that is something that I really cherish, because it was really, really, really hard work, you know, because I had to match every with the screen. So.
Great. Great. All right.
Okay.
Angel Eyes has a message for you. I really love Yuri for the way he is cool and chilled out. In a way, he's like me, and I love this character. You are fabulous in it. Wish you all the best in your life, and may you achieve loads of success in future. Lots of love, Yojana.
Thank you so much, Yojana. I guess I know Yojana as well through email. Thank you so much, Yojana, again, and I hope you get what you wish for in your life, and also a load of success and happiness and whatever you want. Okay.
Okay, great. Now, Kiran Sherry says, tell me, after you became Madonna in LRL, does anyone later on called you or made fun of you by calling with you with this name, Miss Madonna, in real life? And if yes, how you coped with it?
I think the only person who made a lot of fun was myself.
Okay. All right. I have another message for you, LRL Crazy. Iram here. You have lent a classical appeal to the character of Yudi. Your scenes with Simran were hilarious. Those with Dr. Shalini had a unique touch to it, and the heart-rending suicide sequence really taught us the value of our friends. Hey, you look quite stunning as Madonna, dude. My wishes for you are that you aspire for and achieve great heights, but I'll always cherish you as Cadet
You. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Huh. All right, LRL Like wants to know, what's the most embarrassing moment of your life? Anything you have to share with us?
Most embarrassing would be... there are a lot, actually, you know. I would rather name a few. Recently at a party, I fell down on the dance floor. Okay, in front of the press and media and everybody. And there was this one moment when I was in this shopping center. And I was looking at a shirt, and this family comes up to me and asks me, you know, they're looking at a shirt, and they come up to me and ask me, do you have a L size in this?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was, I was like, you know, I am sure the people do, but I guess you'll have to ask that guy over there who's in charge.
Wrong number. Yeah, I know. That has happened, I think, to quite a few of my friends that I know. So I know it's very embarrassing and annoying as well. So, yeah.
Which is amusing as well.
Yeah, but amusing as well. And I think we end up doing that pretty often over here. Don't worry. So it's something which happens pretty often. So,
okay.
Okay. Sarah wants to know that which of the two roles that you have done, Varun and Yudi, are more close to your heart?
Hi, Sarah. I think professionally or career-wise, Varun is closer to me, but personally, Yudi, because I have experienced a lot through Yudi as well, and of course through Varun, because Varun was the first character I've ever portrayed. Not that I've portrayed many, but professionally, I think Varun would be closer, and personally, Yudi.
Okay. Love Ashni wants to know, if you have to choose between the two scenes, suicide scene in LRL and that Black Gang test scene in Remix, which one would you choose and why?
Right, so I was saying it would be the suicide scene from Left Right Left, because it was closer to me personally. Also, I put in, again, as I said before, I put in a lot of effort that I ever could in that particular scene.
Okay, alright. Now let's go for some rapid fire before we end up. We round this up.
Okay.
What's your hobby?
Traveling, name.
Okay,
yes.
Traveling. What, name five things without which your closet is incomplete. Okay, let's make it one. One thing without which your closet is incomplete.
My closet is incomplete. I have this t-shirt of mine that I really like. This blue, yes, t-shirt. That's, I think, I think I wouldn't, I would really want that t-shirt to be in my closet for all my life.
One favorite accessory?
Accessory, a watch.
One favorite shop?
Shop, all Guess outlets actually. I love Guess.
Okay. Your travel kit must have?
A lot of things, but my travel kit must have my bike papers. Because the cops would give me a very hard time without it.
Okay, all right. Great answers. Lovely. We are actually almost at the end.
Okay.
As usual, I've run out of time. But let me, before I finish, let me do two things. First, let me read this message for you.
Okay.
Animatish says, "Hi Kunal, this is Arshni here. Hope you remember LOL. I really appreciate your acting both in Remix and LRL, both for different roles, and both you have done very well, and you had done justice to... You have done justice to both your roles. Transformation from studious Varun to fun-loving Yudhi was awesome. I really like your friendly nature and responses to your fans. Anyways, all the best for your future and hope you come up with many such successful work."
Thank you so much, Ashni. Of course, I remember you. I chat with her on Google Talk.
Okay, all
right. Right. Also, this is interesting thing about Yudhi. I almost... You know, when I auditioned for the role, I really like Alec's character more than Yudi. So I did a very mediocre audition of Yudi, and I put in a little more effort for Alec. But then they had to choose me for Yudi because I didn't look like Alec. So, I almost got the role, and then it was offered to someone else. And then again I almost got the role, and again it was offered to someone else. And then finally when I got the role, I was like, you know, Destiny. I really, really, really wanted to do this show at that point of time.
So, oh, that's so sweet. And thank you so much for sharing so much with us. Today we have run out of time, but we'll catch you again. You're not going anywhere. But before we go, you have a beautiful voice. I'm sure you sing very well. But even if you don't, just sing two lines for us from anything that comes to your mind.
Okay then. Okay, I really like this Wonderwall by actually the Ryan Adams version for OC. It goes like this. Today is gonna be the day. Okay, damn it, no, sorry, again, let me. Today is gonna be the day. You're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. All right.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much, so very much for giving your
time. Thank you for lying.
No, I'm not lying. I really, really enjoyed it. You made me laugh, and I'm sure all those who were listening laughed a lot.
Oh, I meant the song, damn it.
Oh, you meant... Okay, no, that was really good. And tell you frankly, I haven't heard of it before. But those who have, I'm sure they'll even signing off is getting difficult. But let me sign off saying this, that it was such a pleasure to have you over here. And I hope we can catch up with you again. And we really, really want you to see you back in LRL second season. I hope you are back. Are you going to say something on that?
I will, and thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you so much, because it's been a lovely opportunity, and it's been really, really great to know things that people have just said on through these messages. I really, really love you all. Thank you so much for this. You've really made my day or night. Actually, it's night right now, but love you.
So, question one. If I was born again, I would be...
Kunal Kapoor.
If I was not an actor, I would be...
Aeronautical engineer. That's what my dad wanted me to be.
If I was asked to choose between rock climbing or scuba diving, I would...
Scuba diving. Much easier.
If I was to choose between my wife and my mom, I would...
My bike and my mom.
No, my wife and my mom.
My wife and my mom. Difficult. You can't choose.
No diplomacy allowed.
You really can't. Okay. I would choose my wife to be like my mom.
If I was the Prime Minister of India for one day, I would.
If I was the Prime Minister of India for one day, I would. I would really do what Anil Kapoor does in Nayak. Nayak, or what film is that? Get all of them. Get all the bloody corrupt people out of the system. Try to achieve.
India. Dash. Forums. At India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.